Hi there. The word for today is, when hiring someone, pray for discernment. In 1 Kings 3 verse 9, Solomon prayed, "Give your servant a discerning heart." Leadership expert Dr. John Maxwell writes, and I quote, "Several years ago I was speaking to a group of executives. Someone asked me what principles I follow when it comes to hiring. I have only one rule," I explained. "I, personally, never do the hiring." Well, that got their attention. "And here's why," I said. "I'm terrible at it." I went on to explain my horrible track record. "You see, I'm so optimistic and have such high belief in people that I'm unrealistic. It doesn't matter what red flags come up during an interview with the candidate. I always think, yeah, but I can still help this person to improve and succeed." That's not the right attitude for an interviewer. To be successful in this area, Maxwell says, you need people who are skeptical, the kind of individual who wouldn't even hire his or her own mother. When I quit hiring, it took my organization to a whole new level. When I told this room full of executives that I didn't do the hiring anymore, I could see that the first reaction was negative. But, as I explained it, I could see they appreciated that I knew my own weaknesses, and they respected my honesty. Few things are worse than somebody who doesn't know what he or she are talking about, making things up as they go along and pretending they have expertise when they really don't have a clue. So if you have a poor track record when it comes to hiring people, delegate the job to those who are gifted at it, and there are such people. And if you must do it yourself, pray the prayer Solomon prayed when he ascended the throne as a young man, 1 Kings 3. Give your servant a discerning heart to distinguish between right and wrong, for who is able to govern or lead this great people of yours? And you know what? That's a prayer. God will answer. And that's the word for you today.